This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number two. You after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
And welcoming new sponsor, Operation Parts. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Nobeski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well under the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. That's where you go to make the bling happen for your AR-15, OperationParts.com. Sometimes I look for a completely unbiased, as in not part of my agenda, because my agenda is pretty wide and reaching and everything. Although most of the time, it's more of a corroboration of what I believe. So in both seeking that and to get the perspective from some very, very seasoned Second Amendment proponents. Joining me again for the first time in a while is Chris Knox of the Firearms Coalition. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good afternoon to you, Bill. It's good to hear from you.
That's right. For you, it's still afternoon, isn't it? And we got to be very, very time sensitive here because you got other stuff to do. So, what is it that you're thinking right now? Let's start with the low hanging fruit. What does the Firearms Coalition think about the current national reciprocity proposals that are out there?
Honestly, I'm a little bit uncomfortable with some of them. It can be a trap. I live here in Arizona, and we have constitutional carry out here, along with a permitted carry. That gives a few extra privileges after asking Mother May I. But I've got a little bit of, I'm a little suspicious of it, and I'm not anxious to climb on that bandwagon. I haven't seen that it, I'm afraid it could be a race to the bottom, and that states could decide, well, we're going to restrict, make a default restriction. And then that, as has always been the case, that that CCW permit could become a general gun permit, and that's not the direction I want to see us go.
Is it not a starting point? I mean, obviously the preferred thing that we would see would be just overall voluntary national recognition. Without any sort of prompting whatsoever from the federal government. I do not want the federal government to be in charge of this because they turn it into a federal permit. Well, then it becomes subject. And one day the Democrats will be in charge again and they'll get their little mitts on it. So I see exactly what you're saying. But, I mean, is it not a starting point from which to build?
And that I'll agree with you. And this is one area where the other side has been smarter than we have, than the pro-gun side. We tended to say that, you know, any whiff of compromise is you know, on a compromise of principle. And we haven't learned to stack the salami where the other side has learned to slice that salami very carefully into very thin little slices. And over the years, you know, the old proverb of the frog in the boiler,
it
gets hotter and hotter, and he doesn't notice. So I just think that any discussion of national reciprocity needs to be careful, needs to be we need to give it a good, thorough vetting before climbing on that bandwagon.
Well, the reason that I'm behind it, okay, is that there's no reason for somebody from North Carolina to be working as a contractor and drive into New Jersey and become a felon.
Oh, I totally agree there.
And they're not going to do it.
No.
They're not going to voluntarily do it.
You got that right. And I'm right on right there with you on in that case. And well, up and down the East Coast, I mean, there's no legal way for somebody to drive from Virginia up to a shooting event in Maine or New Hampshire,
right?
Without running afoul of somebody's gun law, and that's even with the safe transit statute that is part of the 1968 Gun Control Act, but are that in the reformed Gun Control Act from after the McClure-Volkmer reforms. But that is that law has been circumvented, and at one point, New Jersey used to, if they saw an NRA sticker on your car going up and down I-95, they called that probable cause to pull you over and search your car.
Right, and I mean now they like in Maryland. They stopped that guy, Philippidis, that they found out he had a permit based upon his car registration. He was driving to New Jersey, so he was from Florida, but he didn't have a gun with him. And they basically just about took his car apart on the side of the road just looking for the gun. Because they wanted to catch, and I mean, First Lieutenant Augustine Kim in Washington, D.C., trying to find the VA. And he had his guns in federal compliance, and they took them away from him and then defaced them after they held on to them for, what, 2.5-3 years? So these guys, they're not even going by the laws that we don't want to see in place.
Right.
So that's my only thing. I keep thinking about the time that we had to send troops or National Guard into Alabama and places like that when they wouldn't let black Americans go to college. When George Wallace was standing in front of a college forbidding that, and it had to be forced. Civil rights had to be forced. And
yeah.
I'm one of those guys that I think that if you and I decide to drive up to Manhattan and you know, have a sandwich or something, we should be able to carry our guns because our rights to self-defense should not be based upon the whims of some state Democrats.
I absolutely agree with you there. And how we implement that is just where we obviously have the same destination in mind. It, how we get there, sometimes I feel like the general in Star Wars yelling at the trap. I'm a little suspicious of some of the proposals that have been floated for national reciprocity.
Yeah.
So
coming up.
I'm not going to say it's all bad, but it's dangerous. I stepped on you, didn't I?
Yeah, that I agree with you, but at the same time, it's not going to happen voluntarily, and I'm afraid that something needs to be done so that because they always want to settle it in the courts, don't they? And now that we can start having some Supreme Court justice versus agenda, we might be able to get that going. We're about to go into our first break. How about tell everybody how they can find what the Firearms Coalition does?
We are at firearmscoalition.org. We are also on Facebook, and just look for us there. And we're what we do is advise, and we write. We've got columns that show up in gun magazines around the country, and my brother Jeff and I both came up in this in this field, in this industry, and
we're
we know
going into it, Jeff. You hang on. I mean, Chris will be right back.
Go right ahead.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer can only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty unlike any you're ever going to see. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Firearms Coalition is Chris Knox. What did you and Jeff think about this recent Fourth Circuit decision?
I've got my Pepto-Bismol and my milk and magnesium and everything else out. I'm trying to settle my stomach over that one.
Right.
I'm looking at the Trace, which is a Brady Bunch mouthpiece, and they're saying assault weapons are not protected by the Second Amendment appeals court rules. And I would have to ask those learned judges, what then do they protect if they're going to don't protect a militia weapon? And it's beyond me how this makes any sense at all. Hopefully it will fall. Unfortunately, Heller was written with enough wriggle room that some judges have been using it to justify, because they don't understand that the AR-15 is a rifle in common use. And when Justice Scalia wrote in common use, he was talking about the AR-15 because it's the most popular rifle in America today.
Right.
That's that one is, as my late dad used to say, the Second Amendment does not protect the right to keep and bear sporting goods. And that's kind of where we come down on it.
Now, it's interesting that you mentioned the Trace, because a lot of these organizations are going to try to push this and say, well, it came out of the Fourth Circuit. And this is where I know that a lot of people like to rely on case law, and this becomes case law. It's bad case law, but it's case law. And this is where they're going to sit back and say, well, of course, we can ban all of these things we want to if only the states have the political will, and we'll stop bowing to the heel of the gun lobby and the NRA, right?
That's pretty much their line. That's how it goes. And
so
go ahead.
No, so my next question becomes, this will be one of these things that has to go to the Supreme Court.
That's right.
And then it will become one of those things where this can make or break, because the Supreme Court, I mean, let me ask you a question now. Couldn't Congress go to the Fourth Circuit and say, you don't have standing to do this? Couldn't the sitting president, don't all of these federal judges serve at the pleasure of the sitting president?
No, they don't serve at the pleasure of the president at all. That appointment is for life. Once they're appointed, they're there. And the judiciary is an independent branch of the government. So this is a nonsense ruling. But the only way that it can be overruled is either by rewriting the law, or in this case, because it goes directly to the Second Amendment, it's going to have to be overruled by the Supreme Court, which really gets down to why the election went the way it went this past year.
That's really too bad. This idea that we can have judicial law, as far as them writing law,
mm-hmm.
I was under the impression that Congress can get out there and say, look, this is not something. They can definitely tell that to the Supreme Court.
They can clarify the law, but they can't. What the ruling was on whether the Maryland law violates the Second Amendment, and that ruling was looking at the Second Amendment versus the Maryland law.
Right.
Now, that law can be changed, but they're saying that, oh, well, this law doesn't, and according to this benighted circuit court, that doesn't violate the Second Amendment. And the only way that's going to get erased is to go to the Supreme Court.
But the other devil's advocate thing I'll lob your way is that, you know, With Roe versus Wade, nobody ever bumps against that because they all say, well, it's settled law because it was a, you know, it's a finding. And the Supreme Court got out there somehow the other day and they found a right to gay marriage, of all things, which I don't even know how they found that. That was purely some wizardry on their part. Isn't somebody going to have to? I'm getting tired of the jurist activism. I know that there's not going to be any news organizations out there that are going to be unbiased. I'm completely okay with that. I know that there's not going to be any politicians or people out there that are not going to be biased in some way or another. Justice, I mean, the judicial system, we've got to hold their feet to the fire on that, though, don't we?
We do, and but the only way to do it is by appointing the right judges. And we've already got one, it looks like a pretty good justice in the chamber.
Right.
And I suspect that before Donald Trump, the end of the Donald Trump era, whatever this thing we're in is going to eventually be called, we're going to see at least one other and possibly two more Supreme Court judges. And that is going to be Donald Trump's legacy, which is, honestly, that's the reason that he got elected, because people recognize that.
Right. I don't know. I kind of think if Trump does a percentage of the agenda he's got going on, I mean, if he keeps on giving speeches like he did the other day and all the Democrats have got is this obstruction agenda that they've got, I think we're going to see 8 years of him. And if he gets it up to 4% or 5% GDP, I think we'll be talking about President Pence in 2024. Yeah. But, you know, I think we've got a long time. And I think that's probably why they're so obstructionist, because they know that their time is done. But I still would like to see this whole judicial activism thing. It's just a thing about me, Chris. I can't help it.
I understand. I'm right with you. But there's the way this system works. They said this is what the Second Amendment says. They didn't say that you need to clarify the law. They said the Second Amendment is they've rewritten or reinterpreted the Second Amendment in a way that's 180 degrees out of sync with what Heller really said, but they're justifying it with Heller, which is perverse.
We'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you cannot believe. And welcoming new sponsor, Operation Parts.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well under the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Oh, yeah, that's where you take it and make it a lot better, a lot more lethal. OperationParts.com. Talking to Chris Knox of the Firearms Coalition. Let me ask you a question. What's wrong with the Pacific? What's wrong with the West Coast? Why is the West Coast trying to become the mini New York? What's up with that?
Well, New York and San Francisco have always been pretty interchangeable. There are parts of California that are pretty nice. It's just, I don't know, part of L.A., you know, Orange County is not bad. There's even San Diego, got all those Marines down there.
Yeah.
But good Lord, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I have to go over there occasionally because I have in-laws that live there, and I don't like having to go over.
Yeah. The other day they had a little entertaining thing where the some people decided to start publishing addresses and names of, well, they knew the names of their elected officials, but the elected officials wanted to sort of step on that, and they actually got slapped around in court, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and are you talking about publishing the names of CCW holders?
No, this they actually were publishing the names of the politicians.
Oh, yeah. I actually liked that a lot better.
Yeah, you know, I did too.
I know that in San Diego there was it's maybe Ventura County. They actually were talking about publishing names of a newspaper filed a FOIA and got the names of CCW holders. There's not many of them in California. I think they had like 600 in this entire county, and they published them. A New York newspaper did the same thing several years ago, and it's an invasion of privacy. But publishing the names and addresses of politicians, those people are your elected servants, by the way. They are not your leaders. They're servants.
Right.
Treat them as such. Keep them in line. That's my view.
Well, and it's my view, too. But, I mean, for the longest time, their view has been that gun owners shouldn't have any right to privacy, that they should, you know, they should be able to walk in on you and on all these things. Mm-hmm. And some of these laws they seem to be passing, and I don't know how many they've actually passed on the left coast out there, but they're always out there talking about safe storage and this, that, and the other. Nobody really understands what that means when safe storage becomes mandated, for example. What does that mean? When they say safe storage is mandated now, what is that code for?
What that means is they've taken the 1950s storage mantra of storing ammunition separate from guns and both under lock and key. And so by that view, there's no such thing as there's no place for a defensive weapon, which, again, that's the whole point of the Second Amendment is not sporting goods. It is defense of self, home, family, and community. And that's the way that is. But there are some folks that really want to be able to have their view represented, shall we say.
Yeah. It also sort of means that in order to make sure that you're complying, that they can come in on you anytime they want to, right?
That has been, that position has been put forward. I know that in California there was a guy that was, this is probably 20, 30 years ago. Guy was cleaning his gun, cleaning a .22 rifle in his apartment, had a door open and a window open. You know, it's a nice day, door was open. Somebody saw him, and the law came in, and they proned him out right there in front of his apartment because, you know, man with a gun. And there you go.
At his house.
Yep.
Which, yep. Wouldn't you think that would be okay to have a gun at your house? They don't want you to carry it anywhere else, but
That's, again, to that mother may I mentality that you have to follow their rules or else. And they've got a great big stick that determines the or else. And there's nothing quite so dangerous as stayed out of control.
Do you think the voting populace has come to understand the way gun control works and they've decided they don't like it anymore? Because it seems like the states that have a lot of it are just getting more and more of it. And it seems like the states that, you know, there's more permitless carry states now than there's ever been. And there's, there's 10 or 15 that have it on the books to talk about it this year. And a lot of these, like my state, I have reciprocity, I think, with 33 or 35 states pretty much anyway. So that's most of the United States. It seems like rights are coming back, and at the same time, these other guys are doubling down. Are they going to become like these blue islands where nobody's going to live?
Well, that's kind of what you got. I mean, look at a landmass map of how it went, red and blue, and there's just these little blue archipelagos that are shrinking.
Right.
But within those archipelagos, they're doubling down on everything. I've cut this board off 5 times, and it's still too short. And never occurring to them that they're going the wrong direction.
Yeah. I'm friends with the guy that used to be the primary expediter, because in New York, to get a permit, you have to hire an expediter. It's a cottage industry in New York City. And my goal is to carry a gun in Manhattan, which that's why I was asking about the Hudson Bill and everything. I want to go up there, and he said he's going to buy me a big steak, and I want to be armed while I'm eating this steak. But that's my goal.
A great bucket list item. I like that.
Do you like that? Yeah. So that's why I'm pushing for some of this stuff. But I'm watching these guys double down on it and everything. I saw Christie. Well, you know what? We've only got about a minute. So I want you to think. Did you see what Christie did the other day in New Jersey?
No, there's no telling. He's a rhino, though.
Okay. Well, I'll get you the details for that when we get back. My guess is out is Chris Knox. He's with the Firearms Coalition, which is sort of a loose guerrilla group. The Firearms Coalition, they've got members like Gun Owners of America, Grassroots North Carolina. I mean, Grassroots North Carolina in North Carolina. Paul Vallone, when he walks around, he's like E.F. Hutton. And all of this loose affiliation is what makes them as strong as they are. And supporting them is a worthy thing, because nobody's doing it full time. Well, maybe Jeff Knox is doing it full time, but Chris Knox would like to do it full time. So last time when we go, when we come back, we're going to put out how you can help out the Firearms Coalition. If that is something you'd like to do, we will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions, so I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, indestructibility, the warranty that you're probably never going to use. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Joined again by Chris Knox of the Firearms Coalition. I couldn't find anything on Chris Christie. I thought I saw it. I don't know where to find it. So what do you think about the Hearing Protection Act? Is that going to pass?
It could. I would love to see it go. And it's the first crack in the 1934 Firearms Act, National Firearms Act, which also taxes machine guns virtually out of existence. But what I'd really like to see is there is you caught me flat-footed. I don't know the bill number or what the name of it is, but there is a move afoot to remove the wretched language from the National Firearms Act and the Gun Control Act, sporting purposes.
I don't know what that's called either, but I did see that. Yeah, yeah. I would like to see that as well. I'd also like to see the Hughes Amendment get done away with.
Absolutely.
I don't know why it's better to have an older fully automatic rifle than it is to have a newer fully automatic rifle. And given the fact that nobody ever uses those things in crime, I don't understand why they wouldn't, you know, they'd still be under the NFA, right? It just, that would just remove that whole, that arbitrary 1986 thing, right?
That's correct. The Hughes Amendment was passed along with the Firearms Owner Protection Act. The general consensus is that somebody made a deal in the back room, and they got that in there, but there are no crimes with full auto, and if a bad guy ever comes after me, God forbid, I just hope that he's bringing a full auto machine gun, because he's going to be out of ammunition before he knows what he's doing with it.
I mean, when I was in the military, we in live fire exercises, we trained semi-automatic. They still, and that's still pretty much doctrine. I've you know, I know people that have served, and that's still pretty much doctrine, because the fact of the matter is that the M16 M4 platform is not the best fully automatic weapon out there that is man portable. The AK platform is much better at it, but you're still giving up something in accuracy. You can only carry so much ammunition with you, so you better make sure each one works pretty good when you send one down range. So, because it is a finite supply that you have there.
As they say out at our out at the Cactus League, you can't miss fast enough to win.
Right. The do you think the resistance? Because I've seen some of the most ridiculous statements based on this. I heard the other day the sound a gun makes in order to not have the Hearing Protection Act passed. The sound the gun makes is a part of gun safety because that way you know where the gun is being fired from.
I saw that one and it was hilarious because they're saying, oh, without this, we won't be able to use the shot locators. Yes, it will. A silencer does not make the gun silent. And this, it, once again, the other side just demonstrates that they fear and loathe guns so much that they won't learn anything about them. And because honestly, if they do, they become soft. Their resistance to guns becomes, God forbid, they might understand them and maybe stop being afraid of them. But we can't have that.
Well, I mean, the Hearing Protection Act, I mean, that is one of the most accurately named bills out there simply because what it does is it knocks about a suppressor, knocks about 30 decibels off of the sound of a gunshot. It's still loud. It's still 130 decibels, but that is not where it's going to damage your ears. But even in that, you should still be wearing, you know, ear pro and all that other stuff. But that is also, I mean, in Europe, they're a rule of thumb. If you're going to fire a weapon in Europe, of the hunters, they got plenty of hunters in England. They have, if it's a center fire rifle, they have to have a can on the end of them. I see it all the time. And you can buy those at Ace Hardware.
Yep, have to put a muffler on it, just like a muffler on a dirt bike.
Yeah.
If you don't have it, it makes an annoying noise. And for a house gun, for a defensive gun, if you shoot a gun inside, you touch off your 9mm or your 45 inside the house, you're going to be saying, huh, for the next week. And that's just back to life. Now, there are things worse than that, but that's a fact. And if you're in your car and you let one off, it's going to damage your ears, and it'll probably do it even with the can on.
Yeah.
But it attenuates, it minimizes the harm.
Do you think they're resisting it because they're afraid this will, I mean, most of them don't even know what the NFA does. When they see anything that regulates guns is good in the eyes of a gun grabber. But, I mean, like the whole short-barreled rifle thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even a 7-inch AR-15 with a 7-inch barrel is impossible to conceal. It is impossible to conceal it. It's like trying to conceal, I don't know, a car bumper under your coat or something. I mean, it just is done.
Yeah, and the reason they don't like it, the real reason they don't like it is because it's a crack in the foundation, and it's really one of the foundational gun laws. And if the fear on their side, and I think they are correct in this fear, is that once that crack shows up in that dam, then more cracks will appear and more, and God willing.
I have also seen, now you've got the FASTER program coming out to Colorado, and I've seen this new thing that's popping up where, just like they said anywhere else, now in Colorado they're saying, do we really want the teachers to have, I mean, the teachers are not Rambo, they're not police officers, and, you know, Laura Carno's out there, she's going to be pushing this stuff, and it's going to go the right way, and it's already wildly successful in Ohio. The drum they beat is constant. And it makes no noise, doesn't it? I mean, it's just becoming one of those things where they're becoming less and less relevant.
It's fear and loathing. It's irrational fear and loathing of an inanimate object. It's a psychological condition. Jeff Cooper was right when he coined the word hoplophobe.
I love that. I love using it. Whenever I use it, there's such a look of confusion in people's faces. You know,
It makes a whole lot more sense than the word homophobe. So there we are.
No, I'm a, well. Anyway, I like assigning that to him because it really is a disease. It's a irrationality. Every time I think of that term, I think of that journalist Gersh Kuntzman, who supposedly went triggered 3 shots on an AR-15 and then went straight into PTSD.
And all the people that sent him pictures of little girls shooting AR-15.
I had forgotten that it happened. Yeah, that was pretty humorous. But you know, they are, after all, the gift that keeps on giving. Now, listen. In the remaining time we have, Firearms Coalition. It is not a profession. Tell them how they can help Firearms Coalition.
We are more a state of mind than an organization. We are the. Our father, Neil Knox, was the founder of the Firearms Coalition back when the NRA got on the wrong side of an armor-piercing bullet bill, and things were going the wrong way back in the 80s. And Dad used the Firearms Coalition to call the NRA to task and to really help turn them around. Neil Knox was the architect of the modern NRA. I can show you chapter and verse, and I've got a book that is a collection of his writing from through the 80s, actually reaching back to 66. But the Firearms Coalition, firearmscoalition.org, is where to find us. You can also find us on Facebook. As Dad said, we're more of a state of mind than an organization. We are there to advise, to guide, to analyze, and to kind of hopefully pour cold water on things that need to be settled down, and maybe to heat up things that need to be brought to light. So that's kind of what we do.
We're going into hour number 3. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Bill, it's my pleasure.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.